Okay, well, we've turned the page here and gotten on to Buffalo. We've had you know, an opportunity to, of course, see all their games from last year because we played them at the end of the season, and then pick up on their seven games this year, the four preseason and three regular season games. And scoring-wise, got off to, you know, didn't have a great start against the Jets, but they did a lot of good things in that game. And, you know, plays they kind of went against them, but you know, they still did a lot of good things in that game. And, of course, the last 2 weeks, they've been impressive. They move the ball well. They score a lot of points. They gain a lot of yards. Defensively, they're very disruptive up front. They have a lot of good corners, coverage players. They play quite a few of them in the game, sometimes as many as frequently five or six. A lot of those players, high draft picks, good athletes, that type of thing. But, of course, the addition of their Ants Williams and Mark Anderson going with Kelsey. The group up front, of course, their inside players are very disruptive. They bump Carrington inside, and along with Darius and Kyle Williams. That's a job. Those guys are really, they do a good job. And, of course, they're strong in the kicking game. Good specialist with Lindell Foreman and, of course, McKelvin. That's the guy similar to Patrick Peterson, big, strong, fast, athletic player that he gets the ball in his hands and do a lot of damage. So, I'm sure this will be another real hostile environment for our team, as we've seen in Buffalo before. And it'll be another big challenge for us going on the road here. You know, against a team that's really playing well. I think that Chan, as usual, does a real good job with this football team. They're well prepared. They're tough. They're hard nosed. You know, they're an explosive team, both running the ball and throwing it offensively. And they can sack the quarterback, stop the run, and play good pass defense as well. You know, Bruce has done a real good job with you know, the kicking game. You know, Dave, George, and those guys on defense are, you know, always, they always do a good job. If they good sound defense, and they very well the last couple of weeks.
Phil, defensively for them, how much has the addition of Mario and Mark maybe locked them more into a standard 4-3 than maybe you've seen in recent years?
Well, I'd say that's kind of pretty much the way it was by the end of the year last year, Mike. I think they sort of transitioned there somewhere around the middle of the season. We played them real early and then real late, but the way they're playing now is pretty similar to the way they played at the end of the year last year. Acquiring those two players probably really solidified it for them, but they're pretty much an exclusive four-man front. Other than some situational calls and all that, but there's a lot of them.
And with Anderson, I mean, is it pretty straightforward in terms of how they're using him, right defensive end, and more as a full-time player, Bill? Like, what do you see from him?
Well, you know, Kelsey rotates in there with him too. He plays, and he also used Kyle Moore in there a little bit too, but it's. It's mainly Williams and Anderson, and I'd say Kelsey's kind of the next guy. They all play, but no, Mark's what we saw here last year. Long, athletic, runs well. Does a good job of pressuring the edge, and has good length. He's a hard guy to throw around, and his length and his speed are tough matchup for the tackles.
So, what have you seen in the evolution of Ryan Fitzpatrick, specifically since he's been in Buffalo?
Well, we saw a very good version of him last year. Of course, he threw for a lot of yards. He's athletic. He can scramble. Has good command of the offense. Obviously a smart player and very well schooled by Chan and his staff. He does a good job at the line of scrimmage, recognizing defenses. He can change plays, make adjustments, that kind of thing. He does a good job of getting the ball to his playmakers, which, you know, it's a pretty long list. You know, they have They have very good backs. They have explosive receivers. And Chandler's a very good pass-catching tight end. So they really do a good job of mixing it up there. And Ryan does a nice job of, you know, using all his weapons. Running back to the tight end, receivers. They do a good job. And he does a good job of using everybody, getting the ball out quick, attacking down the field, managing the game, handling different looks up front, changing plays, all those kind of things. And he's got good quickness and ability to avoid people in the pocket.
You know, how about Corey Glenn, the guy who's sort of taken over the left tackle role for them? Some guys come out of college, some as a guard, some as a right tackle. How did you see him come out of college, and what have you seen from him so far on the left side for Buffalo?
I think he's doing well, and I'd say he's improving. You know, with every game, he's getting a little bit better, but I saw him as a left tackle coming out, certainly with the ability to play left tackle, but he's, I think he also has the ability to play right tackle, too. Maybe he could play guard, I don't know, but he's probably no reason why he couldn't play guard. But he's long and he's big. He's got to be 6'6", 350, or in that range. But he's a big man and hard to get around. He's competitive in the running game. Is long, has good length, has obviously good size and good, hard guy to power rush. He's done a good job for him over there and getting better. I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect, but he certainly has the skill to play. I don't think there's really any doubt about that. He does a good job. Like a rookie, there's going to be some plays that won't look as good as others, but yeah, I think overall he's been really solid for him. You know, it's going along with a real good interior part of the line, Perfect Wood and Levitre. Those guys have really, really been solid. You know, Paris has done a good job for him at right tackle, and Hairston has played both tackles for him as well. So I'd say overall their offensive line is you know, it's more solid because the guys are playing together more. They've got a good group of players, but they, you know, last year they had some injuries and had to shuffle the deck a little bit. But this group has basically been together through the training camp, all the games. They keep getting better, and Glenn's done a good job for them, too.
So I have a couple questions I think you'll probably love. I say it maybe not necessarily, straightforward. Do you have a reaction to the end of
last? Always love your
questions, Mike. I think you'll love these ones, Bill. Did you have any reaction to the way last night's game ended? Everyone talking about the play in the end zone, Seahawks-Packers.
No, not really. I'm just honestly just been focused here all morning on Buffalo, trying to get our game plan and improve what we're doing, try to get that straightened out. So I really haven't had time to focus too much on any other games or any other teams or any of that. See if I can do a better job of coaching the Patriots. It'd be a good place for me to start.
I'll try. The next one was yesterday the NFL announced that there a couple things were under review in terms of as it relates to officials. Have you had a chance to just let them hear your side of things as to how things unfolded at the end of the game on Sunday night?
I think I'll just, you know, keep all of that process private, and whatever the league has to say in the announcements or whatever they have to say, then they can make those or not make them whenever, you know, if and when they decide to do it. So let's just leave all that to them.
I'm on a roll here, so I'm going to try for one more.
Let's go to trifecta. Got it.
There you go. Julian Edelman, you know, was out in the field quite a bit in the first half Sunday night. Didn't see him in the second half. Was announced with a hand injury. Do you have any indication, you know, that this might be a long-term type thing that would keep him out for a while?
We'll give you more information on that tomorrow and see what he's able to do out there in practice. But I know that they're evaluating the hand and taking a look at it, trying to determine what the nature of the injury is, and how, or even, you know, to the extent that it is injured, and we'll kind of see where that is, and then take a look at it tomorrow and see what he's able to do out there. So we'll update you tomorrow after practice relative to his practice availability. Those are the answers you're looking for, Mike?
Right on the money. Thanks.
Obviously, you'd like to see more productivity out of your team in the red zone right now, but what have you been able to discern thus far? What might be the issue or issues?
Well, I think, you know, all the things that we've talked about after the game and yesterday, you know, starts with us, starts with coaching, making sure we have a good plan, making sure that we put our players in the best possible position to be productive and to be able to do their jobs, making sure that the plays that we run, we practice, we know what to do, we can execute. So if something different happens down there, which is always a problem because it all happens so fast, there's so little space that you're involved in, that all the plays just, they happen much quicker than they do out in the field. Running game, the holes close quicker. At passing game, there's smaller windows, less space to throw in and all that. So the coaching, the game plan, the practice, execution and all that. And then, of course, it comes down to the players doing those things well and or better collectively. So I think it's, you know, all around, not any one thing in particular. You know, we got to run the ball down there. We've got to throw it. We've got to be able to throw it on all three downs, run it on all three downs, get inside the 5-yard line or goal line type offense. We've got to be able to get it in down there as well as from further out. So we need to just keep working on all those things and try to do a better job of my. I think we have good players and we have good coaches, and we certainly scored plenty of points down there in the past, and we've gotten down there plenty of times. We just got to make a little bit more out of it. Got to come out of there with more touchdowns and fewer field goals. So not any one thing, but just collectively doing everything a little bit better on with all of us that are involved.
Is there any, you talked about the lack of defense, obviously has less space to defend, so it's an advantage for them. I mean, other than the offense having the ball, is there any, what do you feel some advantages are? Are there advantages to the offense when you get in the red zone?
Well, I mean, you don't have as far to go. It's, I mean, you only need a few yards and you hit pay dirt, so it's not like you have to go out and execute 10, 12, 14, 16 plays and drive 80 or 90 yards. You're already down there. You just have to, you know, make usually one good play. I mean, one good play from the 8 can score, or three good plays from the 8 could score. But, you know, if you make one really good one, you're close enough where you can strike. So I guess that's the good thing. But of course, it's tighter down there. The defenders don't have anywhere to go. There's more of them closer to the line of scrimmage. It's easier for them to blitz, easier for them to disguise. Less space to cover, all the above. So it's just tighter quarters. It all happens quicker. And defensively, you have to make that adjustment as well. You know, all the plays happen faster. A lot of times the running plays hit quicker. They're designed to hit into the hole quicker. The passes hit quicker. There's less of the normal rhythm timing that you see out in the field because of the space that's involved. So those adjustments the defense has to make, too, from a timing standpoint. Less area on paper, but the actual in-game execution of it is quicker and different. You know, there are a lot of scramble plays down in the right area. Quarterbacks see tight coverage, no space to throw. They pull the ball down, like what happened to us in the Baltimore game, run out of the pocket, so containing the quarterback, not letting him scramble in as a sixth receiver, or get out of the pocket and then the receiver's uncovering in the end zone in space. You know, you see a lot of touchdowns scored like that in the red area. That's part of the red area attack, part of the red area defense. It's just inherent in that field position. So those are other important components of it.